Coming next, we have a brand new storyteller at this event, Mr. Matthew Sudman.
Be channeling the spirit of the 90s by not using an iPad or iPhone to read.
Printed paper.
Yeah. I'm living in 1993, apparently. All right, so I'm going to start this talk a little circuitously, as I'm wont to do, starting with 1993 in general for film. It's not the Murderer's Row that 1994 is going to be, so next year when we do this podcast, there's going to be... I mean, it was really an amazing year. You had The Lion King, Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, Shawshank. All three of Jim Carrey's breakout movies were 1994. But 1993 is still a pretty good year, mostly because Steven Spielberg released both Jurassic Park and Schindler's List, which, when you think about it, is, like, impossible. Like, how did that happen? And then, Jurassic Park was the number one grossing movie of the year. It made a colossal amount of money, about $500 million in today's dollars. And even if you don't adjust for inflation, it would have been the highest grossing movie as recently as 2007 of any particular year. But, in the box office top 10, two movies didn't even crack $100 million. And now it's like, it'll be $200 million. And the top 10 even includes, like, these really square adult dramas, like Indecent Proposal and The Pelican Brief. So we have, John Grisham. People flock to the movies to see John Grisham adaptations, which is unthinkable now. But tonight I'm going to be talking about a 1993 movie that was just outside the top 10 commercially, just as it wasn't quite critically acclaimed, in its time, and of course I'm talking about Groundhog Day, which I can see is very, very popular here. As it is with me, it's my favorite movie of all time. Is there anybody here who has not seen Groundhog Day? Okay. But you know what it's about, right?
Yeah!
Like you know what it's about. You could say what it's about, right? Because that's how popular it is? No? Okay. Okay. Well, fortunately I did have the consideration to include a minor synopsis. So basically Bill Murray plays this jerk weatherman from Pittsburgh. He goes to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania for Groundhog Day to see if the groundhog sees a shadow. He hates it there. It's a hick town. He doesn't like his coworkers. People generally don't like him back. They kind of tolerate him. And then at the end of the day, there's a massive blizzard, so he can't leave town. He's stuck there. So he goes to sleep. The next morning he wakes up, and it's Groundhog Day again. And everybody's behaving the same way, except for him. He's the only one that realizes that the day repeated itself. And this happens over and over and over again. It's sort of, it's become part of the cultural lexicon where, if there's a situation where anybody's involved in a time loop, they just, naturally reference Groundhog Day. And I know Groundhog Day is my favorite movie, not just because I love it, but because I can remember my entire history behind it. Which would actually take place in 1994, but it's still a 1993 movie. My favorite movies, books, TV shows, bands, anything about it, I can remember the exact context around how I first experienced it. So with Groundhog Day, I first saw it in spring break in 1994 in a hotel room in Florida. It was Orlando. I think my family, we were going to Universal Studios. We didn't have cable at the time, so hotels were kind of like my one access to cable television, and then HBO, which would be like a really big deal because, the premium channels. And Groundhog Day was on, and so we all decided to watch it because none of my family had seen it before. We could have rented it earlier from the video store earlier in the year, but instead I had chosen to rent Surf Ninjas instead. So, obviously, I wouldn't develop as a cinephile until after I was 9 years old. So that hadn't quite happened yet. But, and then the weird thing is that, like, I don't really remember much about when I was that age. Like, I can't really remember the names of my teachers or, school projects or, you know, what I did that summer, but I know exactly about watching Groundhog Day for the first time. And I remember that it was the first movie that impacted me emotionally. I mean, Groundhog Day is, it's a comedy, it's a romantic comedy even, which is a genre that, you know, I never like. But it goes to some very dark places. You know, there's a scene where, you know, Bill Murray attempts to kill himself multiple times just to escape, and it never works. And then there's this old man who, he's a beggar, and Groundhog Day is essentially his day to die. He dies of natural causes, and no matter what Bill Murray does, whether it's feeding him or taking him to the hospital, he just always dies. And it's really sad, and it really impacted me back then. And it was, you know, the first time that a movie had made me feel that way before. And, you know, it's also, you know, kind of sentimental, but, you know, there's something really inspiring about how, you know, Bill Murray's character arc, where he gradually, over the course of the movie, learns how to become a better person and, like, you know, impact everybody's life that he can in a positive way. You know, it's just a very, you know, rich way to live your life. And so in the coming years, you know, it would be on, you know, like, TV all the time, and so I actually taped it off TV, you know, on VHS to rewatch it. And then I finally bought the DVD a couple years ago, you know, just sort of out of principle. And then I even wrote a paper about Groundhog Day in high school for my AP English class about how Bill Murray's character represents the Jungian anima, the Jungian animus, you know, all of the, you know, male qualities. And then Andie MacDowell's character is the Jungian anima, the female qualities, and that, you know, over the course of the movie, it's his characteristics, you know, she is a positive influence on him, and it becomes, and he's allowed to become a better self, you know, with the capital S, self, and not be stuck there anymore. So that just goes to show how I kind of think of things. And then the really weird thing was that at the time, it took me years to realize it was my favorite movie. For the longest time, I thought Star Wars was my favorite movie. But that's really just the trilogy, the original trilogy. And it's really just sort of like the good bits and pieces from all of them. You know, because really, you know, The Empire Strikes Back is kind of dark and boring. And Return of the Jedi has got the Ewoks. And the first one, you know, Luke's whiny. So it's like, individually, they're not that great. It's really as a whole that you like them. So when I was saying that Star Wars was my favorite movie, I didn't really mean it. And then eventually, in high school or college, I was like, okay, wait a second. You know, somebody asked me what it was. I was like, yeah, it's Groundhog Day. And I'm not the only one. You know, it's Roger Ebert lists it among the great movies. It was marked for preservation by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or socially significant. You know, it's one of those things where reputation grows over time, which I think is, you know, not just for Groundhog Day, but any movie, because it seems like most of what I've been seeing lately, the more I think about it, the less I like it. You know, like, especially, like, stuff this summer, like, you know, Star Trek Into Darkness, or Now You See Me, where you see it and it's like, okay, that was an all right movie, but then afterwards you're just like, oh my god, I hated it. And then this is the really funny thing about Groundhog Day, my favorite movie, as I've told everybody, is that I haven't watched it in years. You know, I even, you know, writing this, it was like, oh, I could go back and rewatch it and really, you know, get some interesting notes, and I didn't. I mean, partly because I don't have to. I mean, I could probably recite the entire thing backwards and forwards. And, you know, when I said earlier that I bought the DVD, well, it's still in the shrink wrap. So I don't know what this means. I mean, is it not my favorite movie anymore? Like, is something going to replace it in a year or two? Will I not like it as much if I watch it again? You know, and why say that I have a favorite movie? You know, it's not like, you know, when you love like a movie or something, you know, it's pretty much, you know, these arbitrary lists and things. It's, you know, it's just a way to, you know, rank stuff and, you know, create discussions. It's not really like, oh, you know, my unconditional love for this is different than my unconditional love for that. You know, and then, you know, if I was given right now the choice between watching Groundhog Day and Commando, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he literally throws a steel pipe through a man's chest wearing a chainmail S&M vest, I would pick Commando, you know. So does that mean Commando's my favorite movie right now? No, I don't think so. Maybe. You know, we could get into the whole argument about, you know, guilty pleasures and whether they're actually just plain pleasures. But, you know, it's not worth getting into. And then even, you know, about movies themselves, like lately, you know, there's just so much good TV out there. That's what I've been watching. And I can think, like, you know, any, you know, Breaking Bad or The Wire or Mad Men, like all of these things, like I've pretty much enjoyed more than most movies I've seen lately. So, you know, it's, you know, I was thinking about, you know, Groundhog Day and my favorite movie. You know, you get to this not existential dilemma, but just sort of like, well, are my, you know, tastes and choices changing irrefutably? But in the long run, no. I think Groundhog is going to stay my favorite movie, at least for a while. And if it's not, that's fine. Because, you know, I've kind of lived with it. You know, it's been part of my life, and it means something to me in the sense that I can recount, you know, my personal history, and that, you know, the weird thing about me is, you know, if I'm obviously, you know, comparing it to these, you know, weird psychological things, the way that I express appreciation for something is to dissect it and look at all of its parts and really analyze it. And, you know, just how, you know, when we're thinking about, you know, art and stories, when you're creating your own stories around that, I think you've got something special. And so, Groundhog Day, my favorite movie.
Thanks, Andy. That is a great movie. I'm not surprised that Hannah was the hand that. It's okay. She was only two in 1993, guys.
No, I was three.
Oh, I'm so sorry.